Hi there, I'm Karen Rogers, and I'm going to help you be the best marketer possible in this video and also help you learn how to sell whatever it is you want to sell. So the very first thing you need to understand is that people are not just buying whatever it is you're selling. They aren't buying your ebook or your cookbook or your 30-day plan. They're purchasing so much more. They're purchasing a new life for themselves, a feeling of status or prestige. They're purchasing happiness, a new beginning, an easier dinner routine. Think about it. Your customers aren't just purchasing your beautiful designer boots, say. They're purchasing luxury and status, the air of a fancy life. And they aren't just purchasing your yoga class. They're purchasing health and stress relief and pride in their body. The second thing you need to understand is that the way that you sell your boots or your yoga class or anything else to your customers is that you have to love it so much and believe so deeply in it that you genuinely feel their life is worse off without it, or if they don't have it, it's not as good. They need it. Think about the last time that somebody asked you, what's your favorite restaurant? And remember how much passion and enthusiasm you oozed while telling them about your answer. You want them to go there and enjoy it so badly, just like you did. So you explain how the meal was so perfectly cooked and the lighting was romantic and the service was impeccable. That was selling, even though it probably didn't feel like selling at the time. But that true passion and enthusiasm is the same thing that will sell your products. So, what's the secret to conveying that to customers? That, my friends, is the secret sauce. It's the art of email marketing and building top-notch strategic marketing funnels. Now that we have some... Now we have some in-depth handouts to help you craft compelling emails and winning marketing funnels. So I won't go into all the details of that in this video since we'll be here all day if we do that. Instead, I want to paint the picture of why nailing this skill is imperative to learn and what it might look like depending on your business. I'll start with the story of a colleague who runs a small athletic clothing line business who is killing it as a result of a super strategic marketing plan. As part of her audience development strategy, that is her plan to attract as many eyeballs as she can to get to her website and onto her products, she had a lot of content on her site. She had blogs profiling athletes and stories on favorite yoga moves and downloadable PDFs and pre and post workout recipes. You name it, she had it. Now, keep in mind, all of this content, it was a means to keep her audience engaged and to get them to know her brand. They wanted to be part of her community after reading this, and ultimately, it helped them decide to buy her clothing. So instead of running around and constantly asking people to buy now, click to buy, shop this, she crafted a very strategic email marketing funnel. And based on customer actions, she would put them through various marketing journeys. This allowed her to build different customer journeys based on different customer needs, which ultimately led to the same endpoint, a sale. So her first example looked like this. A customer would see a pop-up on her website for a free download of the top five breakfasts yoga instructors swear by. And if a customer offered their email in exchange, they would receive an email. Her first example looked like this. A customer would see a pop-up on her website for a free download of the top five breakfasts yoga instructors swear by. And if a customer offered their email address in exchange, they would then receive an email that included the free PDF that they requested and a call to action to follow them on Instagram for more great meal ideas. If the customer clicked on the Instagram link, then her campaign would lead them down funnel A, we'll call it, and in 24 hours, they would receive a second email showcasing some Instagram photos that included more meal ideas, as well as a couple of photos of someone wearing her yoga pants or her whatever, her shoes, whatever she was selling. If they then clicked on an image of the yoga pants, let's say, then the next email they would receive was a shopping email with a few products to purchase and some social proof, but is some sort of image or a quote that served as a testimonial showing how great the yoga pants are and that others can prove it. If they clicked to purchase something and they purchased, they would then enter into a whole other customer funnel, thanking them for their purchase and slowly repeating the process to entice them to buy something else or get into a follow-up purchase over time. If they put something in their cart, but they didn't ultimately buy those yoga pants or whatever it was, she put them into a cart abandonment funnel, which included a little FOMO to entice them to buy before the products were gone or the time was out or the discount ran out. And if they didn't buy anything, then they were kept into the nurture funnel, which gave them more free content, more social proof, and more opportunities to engage with the brand directly until they eventually bought something and then they were put into that customer funnel. Do you see how this works? Basically, marketing funnels are a very strategic and well-planned series of if-then statements. If my customer does this, then I want them to receive this. Rinse and repeat again and again. That's marketing. That's marketing email funnels. Now, let's use that same scenario for a different customer. This customer also requested the free breakfast PDF that I had mentioned before, but they didn't click on the Instagram link. Maybe this customer has no interest in Instagram. So their next email would look a little bit different as part of funnel B. They would receive another email with a couple of images of yoga pants for women and running shorts for men. If they click on the men's shorts, their next email would be from a male customer service rep, and the tone of the emails would become more masculine because the thought is that they needed to solve different problems for this customer who could be a male instead of the woman who bought the yoga pants. If they weren't opening or clicking on the emails, then the system would put them back into the female-centric funnel and see what happened there. So you can see how marketing funnels can create very different experiences for your different customers, and it can gather a ton of data for you and ultimately lead your customers where you want them to go, which is your purchase page. They can get very fancy with marketing funnels depending on the CRM software you choose. You can add in text messaging offers somewhere in the funnel or a trigger to have a customer service person call them on the phone or give them a coupon code that expires. The list is endless, but keeping it simple can absolutely work. And that's the secret sauce to online sales, no matter if you're selling a product or a service. We've included some examples of simple and more complex funnels in the handout so you can decide how in-depth you want to go and the various customer journeys you need to create for your product or service. And this will also be based on how many products you have in your portfolio and how much time you have to devote to building all these various funnels and keeping track of all of them. This brings me to another point I want to make. Starting off with one product to get your product off the ground is great. Great. Get your business off the ground with one product. But over time, you may want to consider creating products that may appeal to different customer avatars and price points. Some of your customers may only ever spend $10 on an ebook, while others, they may want more from you. They may be willing to spend much more on a more robust offering from you since they know that you can solve their problems. And in order to help you through the launch process with 1, 10, or hundreds of products, we've included the Nutritious Life launch plan in the handouts for you, which will literally spoon feed you everything you need to do to get a product from just being a thought in your brain to a successfully selling product out in the world. Be sure to check it out. It is honestly an invaluable resource that you're going to want to come back to again and again for pretty much every launch that you plan. It basically just helps you get your customers to buy what you're selling. Which brings me to the final point in this video. Your customers have wants and they have needs. You know they need your product. Your job as a successful marketer is to make them want your product. For example, people need more veggies. Your job is to make them want more veggies. People need to exercise more. Your job is to make them want to exercise more. You get it? Of course you do. You totally got this. Thanks for watching, and be sure to spend a lot of time going through the handouts for this video. And I can't wait to see your next launch. Thanks for watching.